USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate leaders from both sides of the aisle are trying to come to terms in their standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing cap. Senate Democrats are delaying a vote on a two-year suspension of the debt limit to consider an offer from GOP leader Mitch McConnell that would allow an emergency extension into December as long as the Democrats vote on their own through the reconciliation process. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says McConnell could also simply agree to the current legislation.
There's still an opportunity for Republicans to join us in being adults in the room and ensure that people have confidence in the economic security and their own retirement savings.
President Biden met with a number of corporate CEOs on the need to lift the debt limit.
Now, it's a meteor headed to crash into our economy. We should all want to stop it. Stop it immediately.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
An 18-year-old student is in custody after opening fire during a fight at his Dallas-area high school. Four people were injured. Arlington police say Timothy Simpkins was involved in a fight with another student. At some point, he drew a weapon and started shooting.
Just based on the information, I know there were more than two or three shots that were fired.
A total of four people were injured, and three were admitted into the hospital. An English teacher named Calvin Pettit had to be rushed to surgery. The Biden administration has announced a $1 billion investment to expand access to at-home coronavirus testing, putting the country on pace to quadruple the number of tests available to Americans by December. On Monday, the FDA authorized an additional rapid at-home COVID-19 test from Akon Laboratories. The White House says they plan to double the number of local pharmacies that will offer free COVID-19 testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Lawsuits over the big Southern California oil spill are just beginning. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
A Southern California DJ that makes his money by connecting his services with the beautiful beaches of the area is now suing the company responsible for the pipeline that's caused an oil spill off the coast of Orange County, California. Peter Moses Gutierrez Jr. filing that lawsuit against Amplify Energy after more than 125,000 gallons and by some estimates nearly 150,000 gallons of oil were spilled off the coast of Huntington Beach, shutting down miles of beaches which may stay shut down for weeks. Gutierrez says he often uses Huntington Beach to host events for his DJ business at all times of the year, but he's been unable to do so now because of the oil spill. The suit claiming Gutierrez is going to be losing a great deal of business and income because of Amplify Energy's negligence. There's been no comment from the company. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Video game streaming platform Twitch suffered a data breach, and hackers did share sensitive information on the online chat forum 4chan. Twitch did confirm the breach on Twitter. The files shared online include apparent payment information for hundreds of thousands of streamers. The person claiming responsibility for the hack said they carried out the attack to hurt Twitch's business. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.